English Training.
Part 2.
The Story of Balto.
In the 1880s, many areas in Alaska could be reached by steamboats in the summer. There was no way, though, to travel to any of the places when the rivers and oceans were frozen, from October to May. By 1910, a winter trail from Seward to Nome in western Alaska was made for sled dog teams. On January 21, 1925, several Inuit children in Nome were diagnosed with diphtheria, a disease that was still common and greatly feared in the world. Without an antitoxin, the disease would quickly affect all the children in Nome. The only serum in Alaska was found at a hospital in Anchorage, nearly 1,000 miles away. The only pilot in the territory who was good enough to fly in the winter weather was on a trip out of Alaska and was not available. It was finally decided that the fastest way to transport the antitoxin to Nome was by using sled dog teams. It was believed that the trip could take up to 13 days to complete. A dog team was quickly organized. The serum was loaded on a sled, and the first musher took it westward, down the frozen Tanana River to the Yukon. Every village along the route offered its best team and driver for the journey to Nome. Gunnar Kazan drove the final two parts of the way. He drove into Nome behind his lead dog Balto through a blizzard. The serum arrived in time to prevent the epidemic and saved hundreds of lives. The 20 mushers had made the trip in about 6 days, in winds sometimes strong enough to blow over dogs and sleds. Every year, a well-known sled dog race takes place in Alaska. It is called the Iditarod Sled Dog Race, and the route runs between Anchorage and Nome.